everybody. Okay, so welcome. I'm doing a live video and I am on a podcast because I want this to go both ways. A couple of years ago, before I say that, for those of you on video can see me right now, I know I do not look great. I'm incredibly washed out. I haven't done my eyebrows in, I could honestly say, about a month. So they're rough, and as you can see, I've got this little wristband on, which means I have been to the doctor, and all is healing well, and so I am moving back into my normal way of life, and I had said for a while now that I was going to be coming to this week to talk about my word of the week, and if you've been following the podcast at all, you know that, and if you've not, fine, but go back and catch up with it because there's a lot of really great stuff on there. So with that being said, the word of the year, and for those of you who are just now coming on screen, forgive it. I promise I am okay. I just look rough. But anyways, so a couple years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago, I really started feeling convicted about this process of everybody getting a word for the year. Well, what does that actually mean? And I know I can't speak for everybody and their heart in the matter, but I think I've heard enough women, they gather this word of the year, this thought for the year, and then they set out to make it happen or to make it be. And as opposed to finding what the Lord really means in that. Now, if you are not saying that your word came from the Lord, fine, do your thing, but don't claim that it came from the Lord and really just make it about becoming a better you. That's a trap. That's a satanic trap, actually, because what it does is take you down a road of finding you and away from finding Christ and finding your identity in Christ, and it can be detrimental to your walk. But praise be God. Praise be Yahweh. That's what hallelujah means. Praise ye Yahweh, that He is the one who continually saves us from us, so that we don't have to measure ourselves by ourselves, because when we do that, we lack understanding. That 2 Corinthians, I think it's like chapter 2 or 10, I'm not sure. Anyways, so my word this year, as I felt the Lord placing on my heart several months ago, that it is my responsibility to be a mood setter. So the word is mood. Mood setter, mood changer. Okay, so then how does that evolve? Well, then the Lord brought me into making this really a mission statement for 2022, and praying over it and asking Him what that meant. And so then the word mood brought me to the word behold. So what does behold mean? It means to see, to observe a thing or person, especially a remarkable or impressive one. Okay, so of course we know we're going to behold our God. Well, that brought me to John 1:29, which is behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And that's such a powerful verse. And when we know that in our bone marrow, like deep inside of us, it brings us alive. And from that beholding comes a posture, a countenance, a demeanor of awe and reverence. And from awe and reverence then comes a heart changed and lives that can be forever transformed through what God has done, or just who God is in your life, who He continues to be. And so from there, you can see in your life a display of forgiveness and mercy. So in other words, your tone and your spirit just is the example of forgiveness and mercy. So let me say this, as I began to realize that this is what the Lord was asking me to do, and I had a whole lot to do as I paid attention to what the Lord wanted me to do in my marriage. And so a lot of what I'm going to be talking about in this year to come will have to do with marriage, but this has to do with every single relationship. So if I'm saying marriage, you can take this and move it over into other places. But because God has called us women into such a place to be mood setters in our marriage, then we have a responsibility to spur one another on and not to trash talk our husbands, and not to give ourselves freedom to say and do whatever we want in relation to marriage. And so I feel like this is a high point. for where we need to be. And so so I felt this a lot this year with my husband away, and I began to really understand what the Lord expected of me. What's the agenda of what I'm saying? What is my motivation, and what brings my mood? What's the root of my mood? And I watched myself being tested over and over again, where I've just chronically failed over and over again. But what he's done for me is help me realize how I can reach out to him. And he's brought me really in this last month. I found myself as I come into the season with hormonal wackadoodleness, and recognizing that I'm full blown in menopause now, and I'm only 41 years old. So I get it over with quicker. But I read something the other day that said, this is not a condition, it's a season. So I then began to transform my mind and recognize I have an opportunity to take captive my thoughts and my feelings and let God do what only he can do in this season. That is going to be difficult. That's going to be, it's going to be a whirlwind. And this is where I say, I'm not just going to show up saying I'm the mood setter, wearing my big Christian cape flapping in the wind and teaching you how to be a mood setter. What I'm going to be doing is talking about the testing and the training, the consecration, the being set apart, the refining, the fires that I'm going to go through. And I say that not, and as I have this giddiness in my voice, it's not to make it sound like, oh, I'm going to do great at this. I'm going to fail. But I'm excited because God is going to show up, and he is going to not just prove himself to be worthy of serving. He's going to comfort me. He's going to teach me. He's going to train me. And in that fatherly way, he's going to tap my nose and tilt my chin up to his face and hold my face, telling me that he loves me and that he is with me and for me. He is the lover of my soul. And so he's walking with me piece for piece for piece. And so how does all this play out? The only way is to be consumed. And this is another, I'm a big definition writer. And so we've got behold, the definition of behold, consumed means all attention or energy absorbed by someone. So are we going to be absorbed by the relationship of in this world, whether it be marriage, parenting, friendships, churches, however, or are we going to be consumed by him so that these things can flow through us and he can be glorified? The only way to follow through on this is to be fully crucified to Christ and completely consumed with him, with Jesus. And so I realized I began to write out a prayer here, and I was saying, asking the Lord to create in me a clean heart that is separated, consecrated from hypocrisy, greed, worry, entitlement, pride, self-pity, y'all, this girl, laziness, and sinful cravings. And I asked him to put inside of me a new kind of quiet in this year to come. So there was this place, two separate instances this past week where I was asking the Lord to put a new song in my heart. There was this one in particular where I want to talk about because it's so beautiful. And I asked him to put a new song in my heart so that I can be the mood setter. So in the middle of the night, you know, I'm kind of in and out of this. I'm not in quite in insomnia, but struggling a little bit. And so I was awake in the middle of the night doing the scrolling through Facebook, and this dumb song got caught in my head, and it wasn't even a bad song, just one of those, you know, like this is the song that never, it just kept over and over in my head. And so I got up and I got in the shower and I was like, Lord, will you please just put a new song in my heart? And I actually tried to start singing these songs and it just didn't stick. Well, several hours later, I was up and around, and I was scrolling again on Facebook, and my sweet friend Amanda Welton had put up a video of her little girl, Emma, who she's banging on the piano, and this girl is singing, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and she's saying, He shall reign forever and ever, and I thought, oh, that's so cute. I move on from there, and I stand up, and then all of a sudden, I hear it, and I know the Holy Spirit is reminding me that he gave me a new song when I had asked for it. He answered that prayer. He shall reign forever and ever. And I recognize the only way that I'm going to be a mood setter is if I truly believe that down to my bones. And if that is what I'm singing, to everyone everywhere I am, no matter if I'm glad, mad, happy, sad, whatever I am, is that people know that He is the Lord of my mouth. He is the Lord of my heart. He is the Lord of those guttural responses, that the passionate things that come from me. And no matter how hard it is, He is known in my response. How do we do this? We go back to the scripture and we find this. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:1-5, "When I came to you, brothers and sisters, announcing the testimony of God to you, I did not come with brilliance of speech or wisdom." Y'all, look at me. This is not brilliant. "I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and honestly in fear." I added that honestly, because that's my honestly. "And much trembling. My speech and preaching were not with persuasive words or human wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not be based on human wisdom, on this girl who is so faulty and flawed, but on God's power." That's just it. That's all it can be. I was talking to a girl the other day and saying, listen, it's got to be this place where you finally say, there is no way I can do this. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord has done for me. For my prideful self in this season, after this surgery and in this healing, He brought me to a place where I physically had to say, there is absolutely no way that I can do this. Lord Jesus, You are the only way that I can respond well. You are the only way that I can fight depression, that I can fight pill addiction, that I can fight food addiction, that I can, whatever it is that I can fight. And He answered the prayer by giving me a new song. In this book, y'all, and I've talked about this, like my mentor, Diane Warner, it's Wonder of His Ways. In the first devotional, she says, "What we need to understand, however, is that the only way we can know the great strength and provision of Christ is precisely in the context of great need. Without the storm, a shelter has no meaning. Unless we thirst, water has no appeal. Until the sun beats mercilessly down upon us, we never look for a shady place to escape it." So wherever the Lord has put you in this year, and whatever word you're going to use or whatever, you remember that the Lord has brought you to a place, not so that you can prove that you are the best you or that you're enough, because you're not enough. He is the only one that's enough, and He is the one who is making Himself available to you. So y'all know, if I'm saying God put a new song in my heart, and I love, love, love music, there's music to go along with this. And if you caught this a couple days ago, I said, let's start singing in the new year with Blessed Assurance. And that's just it. Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And since that's the case, then my mood is going to be a reflection of that. A couple more songs, because you know I can't stop at one. Behold, that song has just got to be. And y'all know I'm going to put this song along with podcast, all that. I'm going to post it over and over and over again. And then there's another song that the Lord gave me when I was in the depths of trying to come out of addiction. It's called Be Enthroned. And I want Him to be known. I want it to be known that He is worthy, that I can behold Him and be changed, that He is my blessed assurance, and that He is enthroned on my heart, not because I'm good at it, but because He's faithful, He's merciful, and He is good. So I can't wait to hear. Talk about in the comments your word for the year, and talk about why God has made it. Let's spend 2022 in a good conversation. And there's a lot of what I've put up on A Heart Refined, where it's just hearts, likes, love, shares, these great, and those, this wonderful. But let's get in a conversation so that we don't just stagnate with our word, but we thrive in Christ as we behold Him. All right, I'm going to shut up. God bless you, friends. Can't wait to hear. Bye.